This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey.
And I'm Devin Cortan.
And each week we visit a new local brewery to check out a flight of beer. Today we are at Bond Place Brewing on the south side of Bethlehem at 310 Taylor Street. And with us is the owner, Sam Masato.
That's correct.
All right, Christine, should we try some beer?
Of course.
Of course.
I'm going to go first because I have a question for what I'm about to taste. I picked the Orsino.
Yeah.
Is this a Shakespearean beer?
Oh,
did you name it after the Duke in Twelfth Night?
No, Orsino means little bear in Italian.
So this is a plum. It's listed as a foundry beer?
Fooder. Yeah, it's spelled very similar. We use the Franco-Belgian spelling of it. So it's F-O-U. So that's where the confusion is. But fooder just simply means anything over a certain volume. And I'm blanking on it. A wooden vessel used for fermentation over a certain volume.
So this is actually a sour.
Yeah.
And I can smell the plum. First of all, I have to tell you, I love sours.
Yeah.
It just filled my mouth with sour.
Oh,
I
right
love
on.
That. Yeah. I mean, you just, boom, you got it right away. And the plum is really subtle. I feel like it's stronger in the smell than it is what I'm tasting. But it's a really potent sour. It's nice, really nice. I like this one.
So all the plums were Pennsylvania grown, some within, that's not even 100 yards from the brewery.
I'm going to take back to what I said because at the second sip, you get the plum.
You start getting it.
All right. On my flight, I've got a Doppelbock lager coming in at 7.4%, although you would not guess it by drinking it, I would say. It's called the Fasnacht, and I picked it because of its connection to the great Pennsylvania Dutch pastry.
Right. So,
And how many Fasnachts was brewed in this beer?
There are no actual donuts harmed in making.
Not brewed with donuts.
Right.
It's got a nice golden color, and it's delicious and drinkable and light, but it has a nice bready and sweet quality, I think.
Well, and it should, right? So we brewed it to mimic the donuts. Mm.
On tap, I have Obus.
Yes.
Not Opus.
We got a cease and desist threat, and it was from a winery in California that has the word Opus in their name. They sent us a threat saying that we were sullying their brand by naming our beer Opus. So
this is an amber ale. And yes, amber in color. A little reddish. Very nice. You know what? The head on this is a really nice introduction to the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, you know, it's frothy.
Silky and smooth.
Definitely silky and smooth.
So that beer particularly right now is on our nitro faucet. So you're going to find it to be maybe like a little less carbonated, or at least the bubbles are not as prickly. And it's also going to have a more smooth, it's like detectably smooth everything.
All right. Up next on my flight, I've got the Scooch Double IPA. What can you tell me about the name of this beer? Scooch.
Yeah. So Scooch is named after our son, when he was in utero, he was very scoochy.
It's funky and thick and really, really super floral. And giving it a taste, I think the same thing. It is got this quality to it. It's got such a well-rounded flavor profile. And there's even like some nice fruit or floral elements on top of the flavor. It's really, really, really nice.
We typically try to keep even our hop-forward beers more rounded and malt, still have a malt backbone, you know, so that all those flavors can shine. So,
well, you're doing the hops a great service because it's downright delicious.
Thank you.
Sam Masato, owner and brewer at Bond Place Brewing at 310 Taylor Street on Bethlehem South Side. For more, visit WLVR.org/flightclub.
I've drank them out of a bottle. I've drank them from a can.